The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. I want to thank you very much for joining me for part three of my series in DIY mushroom log growing. So this is part three, the spawn run. And quite frankly, it sounds like the latest release in a horror movie franchise, doesn't it? The spawn run, part three. It's not. It's not a horror movie at all. In fact, it's a whole lot of nothing, at least to the naked eye. There's a lot going on in the log during this process, but it's pretty much a hands-off process. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, let's review the previous two phases of this process. In phase one, that is substrate acquisition, and that is where you find a suitable log which you will inoculate with your mushroom spawn. This phase is all about using your judgment, choosing the right log and the number of them for your desired harvest, figuring out a space for where you're going to keep these logs while they're growing. That's what the professionals call them, the wood yard. And those are the key steps. Phase two of the DIY mushroom log growing process is inoculating that log properly with the right tools and the right kind of mushroom spores for your desired outcome. This phase is all about initiating the growing process, and it is actually the most labor-intensive phase of the process. And now we're going to move on to phase three, and that is all about allowing the inoculated logs the time to fill with mushroom spores. The log at this point is doing all the work. Really, all you have to do is put it somewhere. Okay, so what is a spawn run? Well, the spawn run is the run of time between spawning and casing, or the time when the mycelium, the fungal growth, begins to grow throughout the log. Essentially, it's the period of vegetative growth for the fungus. The length of time for the spawn run depends on what type of mushrooms you are growing, and it also depends on how you're growing them, either with a quicker turn commercial production technique, which we are not doing here, or via an inoculated log, which we are doing, which takes a little bit longer. So once your logs are inoculated, how do you stack these logs, or where do you put them and keep them during the spawn run? Very good question. So glad you asked. So spawn run mushroom logs should have as little contact with the ground, even with each other, as possible. This means the logs should be stacked in a particular way, and this is typically called a crib stack. So you begin with a foundation that will raise the stack off of the ground. These are logs that are not inoculated. Either they're logs or boards or ladders or, I don't know, something, cement blocks, something like that. But they'll be set up in two parallel lines. The next layer will be two parallel spawn run logs set at a 90-degree angle to that foundation, to that base, the non-inoculated base. The next layer will be another two logs set at 90 degrees previous to the other one, and so on until all of your logs are stacked. So if you've ever played with Lincoln Logs and built a little toy log cabin, you'll totally have fun with this. It's like a real life reenactment of building a log house, except you're not going to cut a door into it or windows. The finished stack should be held off the ground, and there should be little contact between the layers of logs. If you only have one or two logs, you don't have to go to all this work stacking this crib stack. It's perfectly fine to lean the logs at an angle against a tree or a fence or something like that. Where are you going to place your spawn run mushroom logs? Another very good question. So remember, the one message that my mushroom class instructor drilled into us was that moisture management is of the utmost importance. You cannot let your mushroom logs dry out completely. Your crib stack or your leaning log needs to be placed in a shady location, either very shady, completely shady, or with some dappled shade. So like under a tree, especially under a stand of pine trees, for example. That's where my instructor has his crib stacks and his logs all lined up. My one mushroom log is leaning against the north side of a couple of deciduous trees, a mountain ash, I believe, and maybe an apple tree. And they're just leaning against the tree. It's doing fine. It's in dappled shade, especially in the wintertime. There's a little bit less light under there. And in the summer, it's pretty much full on shade. Perhaps you have a barn or some sort of structure with a north-facing wall, and you can lean your mushroom logs against that or even build your crib stack behind it. As long as it doesn't get much light, the more light, the more sunlight it gets, the quicker it will dry out. So, as we all know, sometimes in summer, even in a shady location, you will have prolonged periods of hot weather that will dry out the logs, regardless of how much sun that spot gets. Typically, you'll set up your crib stack or leaning your logs, and you can pretty much set it and forget it. It does take about 6 to 18 months for that mycelium to colonize a log and produce those fruiting bodies, otherwise known as your mushrooms. You really just, at this point, keep an eye on the weather. If it gets hot and dry for 3 weeks, typically August, at least for me, your log just may lose all of that moisture and dry out, and that will kill your mushrooms. No bueno, not good. At this point, you should consider soaking your log for at least 12 hours or up to 24 hours. How do you soak a log, you ask? That's another very good question. It depends on the size of your log. So I have a kiddie pool that I will be throwing my log into and just filling the pool up and letting it sit there. Logs float, don't they? So I'll probably rotate my log at some point. Just make sure all sections of it will get a nice, good soaking with the water, have contact with the water. You could use a bathtub. Bring your log in for the night, you know, fill up the bathtub, throw a log or two in there. My instructor has built a special raised bed-like container that has a rubberized lining. He fills that with water, and he can soak a dozen or so logs at a time. He has 400 logs. It's going to take him a while, but it will do the trick. Soaking logs is also a way to force the logs to form mushrooms. It just kind of makes them fruit early. So after the harvest, you can soak that log again 6 to 8 weeks later for yet another harvest. So that's how commercial growers of mushrooms, log-grown mushrooms, do it. They can plan their harvests that way. So every 6 to 8 weeks, that same log is producing more mushrooms. I think that's pretty much it for phase three. I'm sure I forgot something. And if I do, I will put it in my next post. I have decided to go with 4 posts for this DIY mushroom growing process. In phase four, we'll discuss harvesting, how much you can expect to harvest from one log. And I'm going to include a favorite recipe of mine for a mushroom stew or soup, something like that. It's super good, and I can't wait to share it with you. And that's it. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.